Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of Monte Carlo Fashions Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the opening remarks conclude. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Monte Carlo Fashions Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year 2024. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Ankur Gaba, Company Secretary. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Sandeep Jain to start with his opening remarks on the financial highlights. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Good morning to everyone and thank you all for joining us for today's earning call to discuss the quarterly performance for fourth quarter and financial year ending 2024. Let me start by sharing the financial and the operational highlights. For the fourth quarter under review, the company reported revenue of 207 crore, representing a decline of 13% year-on-year. We had EBITDA loss for this quarter of 10 crore, while net loss stood at 19 crore for this quarter. Unfortunately, this quarter was one of the worst we have seen in long, long time. Due to depressed retail sentiments resulting in overall higher returns and also higher discounts being given, resulted in the loss for this quarter. For the financial year ending 2024, the company reported revenue of 1062 crore on a consolidated basis, representing a degrowth of 5% year-on-year. EBITDA for this year stood at 143 crore, which declined by 34% year-on-year, and EBITDA margins were reported at 13.46. Net profit for the year stood at 61 crore. Monte Carlo Fashion continues with its endeavor to build a leading branded apparel company with continued effort to increase its distribution network. The company has added 55 new EBOs in financial 24. The total number of EBO now have reached 411. Overall, financial 24 has not been a good year as per our initial estimates. This is a result of the poor retail sentiments and the purchasing power that you may have witnessed across companies in the similar sector. Our strategy to diversify our sales has started bearing fruit. Our online sales have picked up. Home festival sale will continue to show good growth rates. Brand Rocket has also performed well and has been widely accepted by the market. Premium brand Luxuria has also started contributing to the overall sales. For the coming year, we are again committed to open 45 to 50 EBOs across India, including West and South. With this, now we open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sakshi Sharma from ICICI Bank. Please go ahead. Hello, Ms. Sakshi Sharma, your line is unmuted. You can ask the question. The line for the current participant seems to have been disconnected. We will take the next question. The next question is from the line of Venkata Subramanian from Organic Capital. Please go ahead.
Sandeep, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Historically, traction of two parameters. As a company, we had probably the least amount of sales, and we've said in multiple conversations and con calls that that'll be a fundamental strength of the company. Now, that unfortunately seems to be actually reversing, which is one. And two is the strength of the company in cash conversion and therefore lower finance costs, which also seems to have reversed because, our current finance cost is almost about three times that of about. Is there a trend here or is
the voice is not audible? It is actually muffling. Can you please repeat the question?
Okay. Now, basically just two. One, I think we've had a lot of sales return, which has never been the case. And our strength previously was that our business model basically ensured that we didn't have the kind of sales returns that we're currently having. That's question one. Is anything changing fundamentally? And the second question is regarding our finance cost. Since we have had very good cash conversions in the past, all of us have were under the impression that that will continue, while our finance costs have kind of tripled in the last 2 years or so. Is anything changing fundamentally, or do you want to actually assuage us on any other way?
Yeah, thank you. So the first question is basically the higher sale returns. So there is the only reason is that as from last 2 years, we have been aggressively pushing our brand to large format stores, online sales, and also we're opening our EBOs. So the business of MBO sales and SA sales have actually gone down. So MBO SA sale is one area where returns are not there. But otherwise, all the areas now, including large format stores and EBOs, what we're opening, so we are having more returns. But this year is definitely something, what happened in this year was, because in, if you see that in last 2 years, before this year, we grew by around 33%. From 624, we reached to around 1100 CR. So the trade show was also good, and the booking was also good, and we make more merchandise also to support the growth for the, going ahead. But what happened was, so there was a disturbance in the basically a winter season. It started very late. And secondly, the merchandise was more. And thirdly, when it started, so at that time, the time was very less. So we have to go for higher discounts. So all these three factors basically, resulted in higher returns and higher discount and affected our EBITDA. So this is the only reason that the sale returns and higher discounts are because of the delayed winter season. And as far as finance cost is concerned, yes, because there was higher inventory in the system as compared to last year. And also the interest rates have gone up as compared to last 2 years. So that is also actually, the interest costs have gone up because of these two reasons.
New showrooms and that
and even also when we are opening new showroom, that also adds to the financial cost.
Because of the 116 lease accounting.
Can further give you some details about the finance cost, which has we entered higher than last compared to last year.
So whenever the new showrooms are opened, the lease account, due to the lease accounting as per India, all the rental part is capitalized and depreciation and finance cost is incorporated. So in this year, you can see there is an increase in finance cost due to the lease is 4 crore approximately.
Now, Sandeep, my question is not regarding what happened in 24, but we just wanted a larger, actually forward-looking guidance. Are we now in for much higher sales return, structurally, based on the change in business model now than we've had, let's say, in the early 20s, early 2020 and 21, etc.? That's question one. And two, what is your broad estimate with respect to finance costs going forward? I'm not talking about just what happened in 2024.
I understand. So going forward, you know, the first and foremost focus for the company is, as already we have taken a lot of action on the returns and we have allocated stocks also, where to sell this stock also in the existing channels. And secondly, this year we have decided to put more focus on the profitability. As profitability has, that came down from the historic level of 20% EBITDA, which we have been maintaining last 15-20 years, which has come down to around 14% this year. So our focus of this year is basically to improve our profitability. For that, we have taken few actions. So that I'll just let all the investors know. So one of the few actions is that we are shutting down some of the stores which are unprofitable. And there have been some shopping shop also where we have more discounts and more returns. That also we have shut down. At the same time, we have increased the price around 7-8% in this financial year to counter the effect of discount which happens in the discount season. So with all these, I am pretty sure that we'll be, you know, having much better profitability as what we had in this financial year. But we are forecasting a flat revenue guidance, as there will be addition of around 40-45 stores. But at the same time, some of the unprofitable store and some of the SIS and some of the channels where returns were low, we'll be shutting it down. So the revenue will remain flat, but definitely there will be significant improvement in the profitability going forward.
And you didn't touch upon the finance cost angle. What is your outlook for what the cash conversions will be, and you know the inventory carrying costs and broadly finance costs?
The finance cost will come down in this financial year as we are liquidating some old stock also. So one thing I'm pretty sure about, that it should be coming down by 100 to 200 basis points.
Okay. Thanks. And all the best.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Kiran Ghatke from Kingstone Capital Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning all. So please correct me if I'm wrong. The only channel wherein sales return is an issue is EBO, FO, FO, wherein 5-10% sales return is allowed, and NCS. Even the sales through this channel as a percentage did not increase significantly, why was there an issue of sales return this year particularly?
Can you please speak a little louder, because your voice was very... I was not able to hear you.
Kiran, sir, can you take the device closer to you and speak louder?
Yeah.
So the only channel wherein sales return is an issue is EBO, FOFO. Wherein sales return is allowed for 5-10%, and NCS, even though sales through this channel as a percent did not increase significantly, why was there an issue of sales return this year?
No, there are two kind of EBOs. One is which is buyer seller EBO, where the correction is allowed 5%. But second is company owned EBOs and also the company owned franchise operated EBOs, where the return is around 14-15%. So basically this year, because of more merchandise, the return came from these channels as well as from large format stores. So large format store, this year the return has increased tremendously. So as we have been placed at many counters in Reliance, in Shoppers Stop, and in, Lifestyle also. So altogether, all the channels, basically when the winter was delayed, so time was less for selling the goods. So we have to go for quickly higher discounts. When the season is ending, we have to place the summer goods also. So we have to take back the goods also. So that's the reason, because I would admit that there have been some of the misplanning from our end also, because we planned more goods as compared to last financial year to grow our sales. But it backfired because of the season, because of, you know, when you have higher merchandise at your store, the only thing you think at that point of time is to how to get rid of this inventory. So we went for higher discount and early discounting. And whatever discounting after discounting, you know, still merchandise was there. So to clear the store and to push the summer sales, we have to take back the inventory also. But I think this was one of the few years where I think the planning was little wrong because of higher merchandise being planned. But this year we have taken a corrective action. So some of the merchandise which came back is already being allocated to respective stores for USS to save ourselves. At the same time, some of the production is planned as per the last year's level. So I don't see any increase in revenues going forward in this financial year. We would be sticking to the same revenues. But one thing I'm reiterating that the profitability will be significantly higher what we achieved in this financial year.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Jhawar from AKA Investment. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what would be the revenue guidance going forward? Because I remember you have said that we are targeting 2,000 crores of revenue in coming 3 to 4 years. So, where do you see that? When can we achieve that?
Yeah, I think it all depends on the economy and the, you know, discretionary spending also. Definitely, this is what we planned, and we were aggressively opening our stores also. But we're seeing this year where there are a lot of inflationary impacts on the consumers. The discretionary spending is down. And overall, as far as consumption is concerned, it has not rebounded. So as far as this year is concerned, definitely very cautious because we have been hit hard by the profitability in last financial year. So the company has decided to stick to the maintain the profitability. So this year we are forecasting, you know, a flat revenue guidance and to improve our profitability. But definitely the target which you are saying is definitely on our card. And we will again come back in second quarter once we see that how the market is improving. And we may revise our guidance also just for the information of the investors.
Okay. So in quarter three, you did not anticipate this much sale return because you said that we would be doing much better and much good margins. But I see the numbers are not reflecting that.
Yeah, you know, if you remember in last year also in phone call, we always maintained that our guidance is flat. We never said that we'll be growing. But because of higher sale returns, actually it degrew my revenue because when you get higher returns, it is minus of your sales. So that is why the revenue has went down 5%. But otherwise, whatever we have stated in our conference call, we achieved our guidance.
But at the margins front, I understand
last... We admit that, we apologize for that, we failed in margin front. We never expected that we have to go for such higher discount and such early discount. As being a very heavy quarter for us, the third quarter contributes almost 55% of the revenues. And we need only have a 15 to 20 days or 1 month of window to, you know, get rid of the inventory. So we went for aggressive discount, which we never thought in any of the earlier years. So that has resulted in the impacting the margin.
Okay. I understand basically this is one of the year where everything has gone other way around. So in the coming years, when do you see we get back to the previous margins, I mean 20% or so? Next year should be possible, that because we are cleaning up all the non-stores, right? So basically whichever stores are not generating as much profitability, so we are closing them down. So I think the better profitability, like better margin above than 20 is possible in next year.
No, I can't say that, but the one thing I'm very, very sure is that we will definitely improve from here onwards. The margin will have a significant jump, but whether we'll be able to maintain 20% or not, that I can only comment by, I think, second quarter conference call. Then I'll be having more clear picture in our, you know, as far as our retail level is concerned, stores are concerned.
So even though if we have a good jump in profitability this year, we had roughly around 60 odd crores of profit, and last before year we had 130 crores of profit. Still, we are down 50%. So when you say much growth, what should we think about the growth in the profitability? What should be the number?
As of now, as we have just begun this year, so I can't have a, you know, a statement which is not prudent on my side to give you exact profit figure. But I think by the end of second quarter, I'll be able to give you some more information about the profitability front. But one thing which again we are saying again and again is that definitely it will be better as compared to what we achieved in this financial year.
Right. So when you said you are closing down on some of the stores, these are what, EBOs, or these are retail store, NCS stores, what are the stores you are talking about where you see there is no much traffic or it's causing us?
Let me give you some information on this. So it's a mix of some large format stores where our returns were very high and discounting was very high. So some of the large format stores, some of the SAS shop-in-shop business where the MRP sales were very less and the returns were more high. And there are 3 to 4 stores also where we had the same issues because of low footfalls and returns were more. So those actions company have already taken, and we are again adding around 40 to 45 stores, so that will compensate the loss of sales what is being having at these places. So that is why I am not giving any increase in revenue guidance. But yes, in second quarter, if we see that the market has improved, because to produce more goods or to sell again in the shop is not an issue. We can produce in September, October also some of the goods, like basically more of sweatshirts and jackets. The sweater is difficult to make in such a short notice. So in that case, if we see the scenario that the economy has rebounded, discretionary spending is improving, we can revise our guidance and we can come back with revised guidance of growth also. But that will be only in the second quarter conference call.
And just to give your perspective, I see MBOs.
Question,
we have...
Can you come in the queue for the follow-up question?
Okay, sure.
Okay. So the next question is from the line of Parvin Sharam from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah. So I have a few questions. First one is that, you know, in the Q1 also we had a lot of sales return. And it was, you know, management said that this is one-off and we don't expect this to happen again. And in the con call of Q3, you know, as late as in February, we were expecting a decent Q4. All of a sudden, last 45 days, we see a tsunami of the sales return, drastic sales returns. So this kind of, you know, is this roller coaster kind of, you know, profitability scenario is going to continue? Because it's very difficult for investor and analyst to project. You know, we have a good quarter and then all of a sudden in the next, we book the sales and in the next quarter there is a return. So it's very tough. So this is one of the remark, you know, and I want to understand what happened in the last, because I've seen the results of Raymond's and other companies. The things, you know, economy was down. It was subdued, but not to the quantum of what we have performed. So I think that is a one, you know, point which has to be noted. The second point is, do you think that it's not an issue of our brand pull or product positioning, wherein, you know, in the market, the customers are not ready to buy our stuff? Is that a gap, or you expect, you know, you are seeing that it is entirely due to the economy scenario, wherein discretionary environment, you know, spending is not there, so people are not taking our, you know, garments and stuff? So this is question number one.
I understand your point. So, you know, if you see that in last 10 years, this is one off year where this thing has happened. Otherwise, I think you might be having tracking this company from last 10 years. You must have noticed how many times we have failed in our guidances. So this is one year where definitely we admit that there have been some miscalculation as far as inventory merchandise was concerned, as we normally don't get data from our SAS and MBOs. We get online data from our EBOs and from our LFS, but in SAS MBO front, we could not get, you know, exact data. We only get after 15 days. So that is how where we failed to plug that gap. But that, again, we have taken action in that, and we are installing one app at our those store also to get the live data by from our customer representative, so that these things should not happen in the future, and we should know that what is going to come back and how much merchandise is lying at those store also. But again, there is no excuse for the failures. Definitely, whatever we have committed, we committed for the flat guidance and for margins. So margins, we failed. But I think there is a lesson to learn from here. And we know that from which are the areas where basically we got these leakages and where we got more returns and more higher discounts. So company is taking appropriate action. And I don't want to say again and again, I think the coming quarters, rather myself to speak, I would ask, I would see that my results speaks for ourselves.
Okay. The second question is on the summer sales, you know.
Parvin sir, can you please come in the queue for the follow-up question?
Yeah.
So just to answer again, one part is that. So he was asking about, you know, whether the customer is, the brand pull is less or not. See, this is evident from the fact that our volume has grown. So there is a no fall in the volume, even though some of the companies have degrown the volume, but our volumes have grown. But our volumes have grown, but only because of higher discount, the revenue has gone down. And because of higher returns, the sale has got impacted. Because when we have to take back the goods, we reduce that from the sale. Otherwise, the revenue was up. So the volume growth was, I just give you some information on the volume growth. In case of woolen, it was from 19 lakh to 21 lakh 46 thousand. In case of cotton category, it was 74 lakh to 76.6 thousand. So volume growth was there, but only because of higher discounts and revenues. Revenue has to be reduced as returns were more. Hope that answers your questions also regarding brand.
I'll come back in the queue, sir.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Dhiral from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, are these higher discounts are still there in the current scenario?
Pardon? Can you please repeat it?
Hello, audible, sir?
Yeah, now please. Yes.
Are these higher discounts are still there in the current scenario?
Higher discount, what are you saying?
Are still there in the market?
No. Right now it is a summer season. The winter season is already over. But yes, the summer season is also, the consumption is not picking up. So as far as retail sales are concerned, it is almost flat. So I think all the companies in India are planning for discounts starting from next week. So this is the latest information I get from my marketing team. So we have to follow the same.
So again, sir, in Q1, we will be expecting from the higher discounts and again margins, maybe on the operating side, would be much lower?
See, I can't give quarter-to-quarter guidance. I can give you yearly guidance, and yearly guidance, we are sticking on the flat revenues and improving our margins.
Okay. And sir, on the home textile side, what is our strategy overall? Because last year, what we have seen, the home textile has not grown as compared to the other business. So overall, home textile, like you were saying, that we have seen the improved demand. So what is the overall guidance for the home textile?
So home textile, I think it's one of the silver lining in all the product category, and we anticipate a growth of minimum 15 to 20% going forward in this home furnishing segment also in this financial year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Viraj Parikh from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
So, sir, just one question. I mean, you know, geographically, if we see North has been more or less the same as on last year. And, you know, we were trying to concentrate a little bit. You know, you got some confidence on the previous earnings calls in opening some outlets in the West and the South and the Central region. So I think it's fair to say that a lot of our returns have come from our core markets, which is North and the East. So first question is, how are you seeing the store operability in these regions in terms of opening new stores? Are you opening in the same district, same city, or are you exploring new regions? And the second question is, the weaker part of our pan-India presence, which is West, South and Central, how are you looking at these regions where, you know, probably other brands are much stronger, or do we see that FY25, we still maintain these kind of around 12%, 15% kind of, contribution from the other three regions?
Yeah, the high returns are basically exactly from the north and eastern region where, we have a lot of winters. And the returns from south and western market, because there was no more winter, so returns are less from that. But if you see the growth, both the regions have grown. The western region, just for information, have grown from 69 crore to 80 crore. And the south has grown from 48 to 53 crore. So both the region have grown, even though the north has degrown and east has degrown, but there is no declining sale in as far as south and west is concerned. So last year I think we opened around 8 EBOs in south and west, and this year again the plan is opening 10 EBOs in south and west. So we project that the south and west will keep on growing, and even in this financial year, we have ambitious target of south should be crossing around 70 crore from existing 52 crore, and the rest should be touching around 90 crore from existing 80 crore.
And sir, the balance of our EBs which will be opening in north and east, so will we be concentrating the areas we are existingly present, or are we exploring new areas in the northern and the eastern markets?
No, there are areas where we are not present. Like, you know, we have a map of each and every region. So there are areas where the potential is there, and we have only MBOs and SAS, but don't have EBOs. But everybody now actually, you know, MBO business is becoming very risky, as the smaller MBOs are basically shutting down now because they have high expenses, and when they buy outright, they are not able to meet their expenses when the discounts are there from all the brands. So these smaller MBOs, which were, you know, thriving in the last 10 years and 15 years, they are now closing down. So those are the areas where we have a potential to open our own EBO. So we have shortlisted around 50-60 places all across India, basically more in northern, eastern and central region, where we are opening these stores. It's not competing with our own store or SAS. It's only complementing in the areas where we are not present.
And this is just one last question, if I'm allowed to squeeze in.
Sure,
I'll get back into you.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Deep Chitalia from Nine Rays Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Sir, my first question is, what is the SSSG growth and how much revenue came from online sales? This is my first question. And sir, my second question is, are these gross margins sustainable in FY25, or are we seeing any improvement going ahead?
Yeah, I'll come to the first question. The same store growth is zero. Even it was minus three in December quarter, but the full year in January, March, the total SSG is zero. There is no growth and no degrowth. And as far as online sale is concerned, it has improved from 91 crore to 111 crore in this financial year, and the contribution, which was around 6 to 7, has grown to 9% of overall sales.
Okay.
And the margins, I already shared that the margins will be definitely having a improvement as compared to last year's margins. But exact how much EBITDA we can make, we can let you know by second quarter phone call.
Okay, sir. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta from Novus Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. This is Vivek from Novus Capital. I have two questions regarding the other smaller segments. That's the home textiles and the kids. So since the segments are much smaller, are the margins lesser in that business? And given the overall business, these two segments are not much contributing to the entire volume and revenues. So what is the strategy around these two segments of the company?
Yeah, kids definitely have lower margin as compared to men's and women's, but kids contribute approximately, I think, 8 to 9% to the turnover. And home furnishing margins have improved this year as compared to last financial year. It has reached around, I think, 20% of EBITDA. It's the silver lining in as far as Monte Carlo is concerned. And in home furnishing, basically, we are even seeing this year a decent growth of 15 to 20% also. So home furnishing contributed approximately 141 crore in last year's revenues, and kids contributed around 92 crore in last year's revenues.
But the home furnishing has declined, right, on an annual basis from 150 to 140?
It's growth of around 3%, 4%.
Okay. And you have set up a new capacity?
No, not new capacity, but we have added a few categories. Like, we have added towels, throws, bathrobes, and some of other smaller categories. So that is actually showing a very good growth, and also there is a good demand in the market. We had a trade show at our Ludhiana, so where normally we collect advance. So the advance collection is more than 15% as compared to last year. So that gives us the confidence of going forward, the growth around 15 to 20 in home furnishing segment. There is a data recently I had just few days back.
And the kids segment, what is the strategy around that, given the sales is also not much and margin also not much?
No, kids, I think, again, there is a lot of competition in the kids. The margins are also less. We'll be sticking to the revenue contribution at this level only.
Okay. And the sales channels for these two segments are similar to the cotton and woolen, or they are different?
No, they are same.
Okay. So they do not add on to additional costs?
No, they're the same channels which sells cotton and woolens.
Okay, that was about it. Thank you.
Segment is different.
Oh, home furnishing, the sales channel is different.
Yeah, it's different. Altogether different.
Okay, okay. That was about it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Shikhar Mundra from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. For the stores we are looking to close down, how much are they contributing in revenues?
I think they are contributing around, including SAS, including EBOs, including LFS, should be around 20 to 25 CR.
20 to 25 CR, okay. And what are the number of stores we are looking to close down?
The total, I think there are 4 to 5 EBOs, then there are 30 SAS, and then again there are 40 to 50 sale points in LFS. So those are already we are taking to close it down. And we are adding around 45 to 50 EBOs. So I would so those new additions would definitely compensate the sales, but we are losing from here.
And the reason to close them are the, basically lower margins or... On
there
those
two reasons yeah. For that, in case of SAS, basically, you know, we tell them to have at least 35% of MRP sales. And then we have some restrictions on the returns also. So
okay.
Both these criteria have been failed in these SAS, which we are, you know, shutting it down. And in EBOs, the rentals were more and the footfalls were less. So the expenses coming were more as compared to sales. So those were the reasons for that. Again, in large format stores, it was opened in those areas because it was forced by some of the, like Reliance and Shoppers Stop to supply goods in this area, which we have refused this year, where the footfalls were not there. And also, we have to take a lot of returns, probably 70% return from those locations. They could not sell it. So that is why we have decided to take action on all these areas to save ourselves as far as profitability is concerned.
All right. And which are the geographical areas in which these stores are located? Is there any one particular geographical area?
It's spread across Pan India, mostly northern and eastern region and central region.
Oh, okay, all right. And like, how do you quantify? Like, how much were these stores making losses on EBITDA level, or how would you quantify the impact of these stores?
We have desired parameters, you know. We see the rental percentage, the employee percentage, and the sale returns and discounts. So when it is more than what we, you know, have decided that this is a benchmark, so we decided to, you know, give it, like, close it down. Even whether it is SIS, LFS, or any other store. Because this year it has become more important as, you know, there have been a lot of impact on the profitability. So we have to take all these actions to save ourselves for the future.
Okay, so just wanted to understand, you know, just compared to the other stores on a company level, I mean, how bad were the numbers of these stores, you know, compared to the average store of any other store which is performing well?
No, it's not bad, but discounts were more, so that has impacted us actually. I can't say that the stores are performing bad, but because one reason is that people prefer to, you know, shop in discount these days. And secondly, being a very heavy quarter, most of the goods, you know, we had in the December 15th, 20th. So it was becoming, you know, it was evident that if we don't go for early discount, we may left out with a lot of merchandise, even though we have already left with a lot of merchandise. Otherwise, if we have not gone for early discounting, or matlab problem aa jati. So that is why the company has taken action to go for early discounting and heavy discounting to get rid of these stocks.
So, on a company level, are we planning to hire any, you know, take services on strategic consulting, you know, since, there has been some, strategic mistakes, I mean, last year, and, are we planning to, you know, change our strategy or hire some consulting services, you know, understand the market better or, you know, to develop a better strategy?
There's no confusion as far as understanding of market is concerned. But yes, definitely, you know, when you are growing at a 30% CAGR, definitely you want to grow 15 to 20% next year also. So you planned more inventory, but the season didn't support you, and it didn't turn out the way you wanted. But again, now you have taken action. So this is the only thing what the company can do. Otherwise, when in 2021, we had a sale of 624 crore. And 2023, we had a sale of 1100 CR. So the momentum was built up and the trade show happened. The strong order flow was there. So we planned more merchandise. But when the season didn't support us, so what consultant will do in that case also? Merchandise is already there. The only thing you can do is that you can save some merchandise. You called it back just to sell it next year. And rest we have gone for the discounts. So that's best you can do in that circumstances.
Okay. And are we sure that we haven't lost any market share to competitors or any competitors have done better which has left to this performance?
Not at all, because the volumes have grown. I have just shared earlier also, the volumes have grown. I think the area where we need to look at very seriously to planning of merchandise in this winter, that we have already shortlisted the locations which we are shutting it down, and there are locations which we are sending it less and we'll sell more in USS. So now we have two merchandise. So in those stores where USS is more, so we have some last year's goods, we'll sell that. So that will save in our margin front. So we will not sell the fresh goods, particularly in December, January, in those areas. So that we decided how we can reduce the inventory in those stores.
All right. Thank you for answering my questions and best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
And the next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Determined Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. I just wanted to know, exactly how many of the EBOs and SIS, are not meeting your benchmarks and you sort of plan to close this year, if you can sort of...
Those numbers I can't share right now. So I can broadly say that this is the number which I'm closing it now.
Yeah, so what is broadly that number? I missed it.
I have said 4 to 5 EBOs, 30 SIS and 35 LSS stores.
I'm sorry, SIS are part of LSS only, right? I mean,
SIS shop and shop business, which we do at multi-brand outlets. So the bigger multi-brand outlets normally have a shop and shop model where all the brands have a wall where we display our goods and sell from that, particular store.
So SIS is part of MBOs and LFS is a separate thing. LFS is a large store, basically, which is all put together about 65 to 70 units you will.
Locations, yes.
Okay. And correspondingly, how much, on a gross basis, how much of, in terms of new EBOs and locations you are looking to add during the year?
We have guided for 40 to 45 stores.
But that's EBOs specifically.
Yeah, pure
MBOs,
yes.
But I'm saying that, you'll be sort of talking to other MBOs and LFS in terms of addition of locations also.
We are not adding any LFS because of higher discounts and higher returns. Large format business is a very, very tricky business. So it's completely SOR. And the returns and margins are less in LFS business for all the channels we operate.
Okay, and in terms of SIS and MBOs also, that also you're not looking to add?
No, SIS definitely, there are some locations which our marketing team is looking at. If we can get that place, because those are the good SIS. So we are trying to have, particularly in South and West, we are trying to have those tours, but we can let you know only in the second quarter.
All right, understood. Thank you. That's it for my end.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Deep Chitalia from Nine Rays Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, my follow-up question is, sir, can you provide me the geographical mix from north, west, south, and east? That's question one. And, sir, my second question is what is the current ASP in quarter four, and how are we looking it in FY25? That's my first question.
Yeah, geographical mix, basically almost 88-89% business comes from the northern, central and east region, and rest comes from the western and southern region. So it is there in the presentation also, which we have shared.
Sure, sir. Sir, my second question is, are we looking for improvement in ASP going forward, and what is the current ASP for this quarter?
Yeah, we have raised our prices around 7-8% in this financial year in summers also, And also the same hike has been taken place in the winters. So my ASP should go around 7 to 8%, and it should also mitigate the effect of discounting also. So that's why the company has taken this season.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thanks.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Parvin Sharam, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you again. Two questions. First is, in the last phone call, it was mentioned that the September trade show was good and we were expecting decent summer equipment, garments being shipped. So has that sales being accounted, the summer sales which we were expecting, or what is the situation on that?
Yeah, we have grown in volumes, as I said earlier also, but because of winter discounting, it has affected the revenues. Otherwise, the summer volumes have grown.
Okay. The next question is, sir, it's more of a comment slash your suggestion. Is there a possibility of cost rationalization? Because as you said that consumers are preferring to go for discount sales, wait for discounts, and discounts have become norm. So I think shouldn't we look at discount prices being more of a norm rather than our, MRPs and things like that, and aligning our business model and cost structure accordingly?
Yeah, seeing that only we have raised the price of 7 to 8%. Normally it increases 3 to 4%. So to cut down the effect of discounting, the prices have been raised, and also some other steps have been taken at the traveling and marketing level also, at to business promotion level also, to cut down the cost. So that will definitely help us in improving the margins going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all for participating in this earnings phone call. I hope we have been able to answer all the questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know about the company, please reach out to our IR managers, Valorem Advisors, or at our investor MonteCarloCorp.com email address. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Monte Carlo Fashions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.